The Silver Ferns beat the England Roses 58-45 in the first test in the Tiny Jameson Trophy netball series in Hamilton overnight. England co-captain Laura Malcolm tried to explain what it was like playing international netball in front of a crowd again after months off court due to COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, felt amazing. We've been waiting for any netball for way over 7 months, so to be able to play that in front of a crowd like that was absolutely amazing, and it's a real pride to be able to do that for not only netballers but women in sport in general. You know what surprised me? I didn't like it, felt natural still thankfully but yeah, I guess that feeling just comes natural to us guys, so I didn't necessarily feel like that felt overwhelming, which was really positive. And I guess it is just that rising to the pressure in terms of our error rate and our little skills like that, but you know, the feel of it just felt right and it felt good, so that's a good sign. That shows that we're meant to be here.
Silver Ferns coach Dame Nolene Taurua said while the scoreline was good, there was plenty of room for improvement.
I just feel that we were a bit timid. I felt probably not until maybe the fourth quarter that we actually let the ball go and we got a lot of momentum. But I felt, you know, like structure-wise, we weren't as good when we played against the men in the Cadbury series. Probably took a bit of a back step in regards to the quality of the match. In saying that, maybe this is where we start from. I was expecting that we would just roll on from where we had left off with the Cadbury series. So, you know, we've gone two steps back in my eyes, and maybe this is the starting point for us.
Let's go to RNZ Sports' Bridget Tunnicliffe, who was at the game in Hamilton and with us now. Morena.
Morena.
So you hear Dame Nolene Taurua saying, you know, two steps back. What do you think of her assessment of the game and how it went?
Yeah, it was an interesting post-match press conference because you kind of felt as though you would have thought the Silver Ferns had lost based on the comments from Nolene Taurua, in contrast to the England side, who were actually pretty positive. I think people were expecting maybe a bigger scoreline than that. I think I was thinking maybe 20 goals, to be honest. Like Dame Nolene said in that clip, had such a fantastic win over the men, the men's team. The first time they've ever beaten them on the weekend, and so last night's game, she saw that as a little bit of a step back. And given the England side are missing a lot of their stars, she is very much looking at the bigger picture, and she knows full well that they've got about five players based in Australia playing in the Australian League that timing-wise it just didn't work for them to come out to New Zealand. So she's very realistic about what that scoreline actually reflected.
What about high points for you? Who do you think played particularly well?
Well, Sulu Fitzpatrick at goalkeep, she was the MVP, and it was such a great performance from her because she hasn't actually been in the side for a couple of years. She is a more mature player. She's been in and out of the side for quite a few years now, and she's one of these players that have sort of moved from franchise to franchise, and she's just really, this year she's really hit some good form, and just just a great story about how, you know, when you're a mature player, you can reach your peak, I guess, later on in your career. The other player, Amelia Anicanasio, the captain for the Silver Ferns, what a great captain's performance, accuracy, volume, and just leading from the front and really doing a good job since she took over from Laura Langman at captain.
Now, for the English side, I think they came out of managed isolation quarantine the day before, something like that, before actually getting on the court. Was fitness a concern for them?
Yeah, they came out of quarantine a few days ago. Well, I did notice that three out of four of those quarters, they faded in the last 5 minutes of each quarter, so that would maybe suggest that court fitness is a bit of an issue, but that's not surprising. They haven't really had solid week in, week out netball since March, but after last night's game, it's a chance for them now to recalibrate and think, yeah, okay, this is what international netball is like again. So I would expect them to be stronger as Friday's game, but at the same time, an unhappy Noeling Tauranga means I think that the Silver Burns are going to fire as well on Friday, so that should be an interesting game.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Bridget Tunnicliffe there.